Mrs. McGinn is so strict. Her rules are impossible.
Here on Earth, we follow rules because they keep us safe. But Jesus died because no one could keep God's law. Welcome to Keys for Kids, everyone. My name is Zach. In Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul wrote about how Jesus died to free each of us from having to keep every single one of God's laws. Now, that's something we call grace. Here, just listen to this. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Our story for today, it's entitled, Rule Breaker. Tristan sighed as the bell signaling the end of recess rang. Come on, he said to his friend Aria. We'd better hurry or we'll get in trouble. Yeah, Aria said. Mrs. McGinn is so strict. Her rules are impossible. As Tristan worked on his math that afternoon, his pencil point broke. He tapped Aria on the shoulder. Do you have an extra pencil? He whispered. Tristan, said Mrs. McGinn sternly, you know the rule about not whispering in class. You broke that rule, so you will stay inside during morning recess tomorrow. Tristan tried to explain, but it was no use. When Tristan told his parents about it, Mom shook her head. I'm sorry, she said, but you knew the rule, so you really can't complain. Next time, ask Mrs. McGinn for a pencil instead of Aria. Dad picked up his Bible. Ready for family devotions? I believe we're up to Exodus 20, and it's your turn to read, Tristan. Tristan took the Bible and began to read. More rules, he exclaimed after reading several verses. Dad nodded. These rules are called the Ten Commandments. They were given to the Israelites as part of God's law, he said. The Bible also tells what the punishments would be if the Israelites disobeyed them. Is it as bad as Mrs. McGinn's? Asked Tristan. Much worse. Sin is a terrible offense against God, and sometimes the punishment was death, said Mom. In fact, the final penalty for sin is eternal death for all people. That's punishment in hell forever. But we can experience God's grace instead of the punishment we deserve, said Dad. We've all done things that are wrong and are therefore guilty of breaking God's law. But Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. All we need to do is trust in Him for forgiveness. Mom nodded. God still expects Christians to obey Him, but we don't need to fear eternal punishment. Jesus took that for us. It would be nice if someone would take my punishment from Mrs. McGinn, too, said Tristan with a wry grin. But at least it won't last forever. Dad smiled. It can remind you to be thankful for what Jesus did for you so that you don't have to suffer any punishment forever. So what about you? Have you heard of the Ten Commandments? They're listed in your Bible in the book of Exodus chapter 20, and they're part of God's law. Take a moment to read through them. Have you ever broken any of those commands? If you have, then you've broken God's law and you deserve to be punished. But guess what? Jesus took that punishment for you when he died on the cross. And all you have to do is ask for forgiveness and believe in him. Our key verse for today is found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And our key thought, Jesus took your punishment. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.